This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. An unspecified number of people are being treated in a hospital following a fuel depot blast in Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People crowd outside the hospital while emergency vehicles arrive. Armenian separatist authorities say the strong explosion occurred in the gasoline warehouse near the Stepanakert-Askera highway. At the moment, rescue and medical operative groups are working on the spot, they say. People had been lining up at a gas station to refuel their cars as they were fleeing to Armenia after Azerbaijan reclaimed military control of an Armenian enclave inside its territory last week. Footage obtained by the AP shows people walking through the hospital with the injured sitting on beds in corridors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's special forces say they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea, along with 33 other officers. VOA's Scott Walterman says it happened in last week's missile attack on the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the port of Sevastopol.
The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by Reuters News Service to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. If confirmed, Sokolov's killing would be one of Kyiv's most significant strikes on Crimea, which Russia seized and annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Beijing warns Manila not to stir up trouble after the Philippine Coast Guard says it removed a floating barrier at a disputed reef that was allegedly deployed by China to block Filipinos from fishing that ground. Fighters loyal to the Syrian government have clashed with Kurdish-led forces in a mainly Arab district of eastern Syria, leaving 25 people dead in 2 days, a war monitor says. Saudi Arabia, now in U.S.-brokered talks with Israel to normalize relations, sends a delegation to the occupied West Bank for the first time in 3 decades to meet Palestinian leaders. The storming of a North Kosovo monastery has thrown attention on persistent trouble in the ethnic Serbian-majority region, 15 years after Pristina, Kosovo declared independence. Reuters' Angela Johnson says there are hundreds of things driving the rising tension and unrest, and that what Serbs in Kosovo want is an association of majority Serb municipalities with considerable autonomy. Pristina says that would create a mini-state in its borders. Again, here's Angela Johnson.
It's recognized by more than 100 countries, including most Western ones like the United States, but not Serbia. It still sees Kosovo as part of its territory. The majority of Kosovo's population is ethnic Albanian. 5% of them are Serbs, of which 50,000 live in northern Kosovo on the border with Serbia. They receive benefits from Serbia's budgets, like free public health care and larger pensions, and don't pay taxes to either side. Serbia foots the bill for teachers, doctors, and infrastructure projects, and local Serbs are afraid they could lose those benefits if they become integrated with Kosovo.
Researchers say they have verified 1,329 deaths from hunger in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region since a ceasefire ended a 2-year conflict there in November. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The study by local health authorities and a university in the regional capital found that hunger is now the main cause of death in Tigray, accounting for more than 68% of deaths investigated by the researchers. The total number of hunger deaths is almost certainly far higher than the sampling shows. One factor is the suspension of food aid by the United States and United Nations after the discovery in March of a huge scheme to steal humanitarian grain. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The last absolute monarchy in Africa, the Kingdom of Eswatini, holds parliamentary elections on Friday, with political parties banned from contesting. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.